I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called The Secret Life of Old Books. This story is true and actual. The 70-year-old greeting card spins itself out of an old book I am opening. It falls gracefully to the floor of the shop. I bend to pick it up, forgetting for a moment the volume from which it escapes. It's a pink and lavender card, all prettied up with a sleeping kitten, a vase of spring flowers, and sprightly accents. It reads, "Happy birthday, daughter dear." I can't help but open this evocative little keepsake. My interest in the book wanes. What could possibly be inside this personally addressed communique? The printed verse is perfect for the time in which it materializes. Quote, "Just as you fulfilled our dreams and made them all come true, we hope your future, daughter dear, will do the same for you." Close quote. Clearly signed in ink, "Love, Mother." Over. Over means that 70 years ago, people actually wrote extended notes inside cards on that blank page you find by unfolding it completely. Here, in bold, cursive script, is this particular message. Quote, "Dear Virginia, sugar, I didn't forget your birthday, but it is kind of hard for me to do things that I need to get around to. I am sending a Christmas package. I hope you won't open it. I don't know your new address, but hope you get it okay. I know you all are enjoying your new home. I hope you all have a Merry Christmas. Write to me. I love you. Mother." I refold the card to its original form. I regard it as a tiny treasure long forgotten and squirreled away within the pages of a forgotten novel. I wonder what happened to the well-loved daughter who received it. I hope that her remaining friends and family recall her and her mom fondly. I hope somebody, someday, finds this cheerful little love note inside this old book. I hope it will endure as a marker. As I acquire books of old from my library for my bookshop, I am careful to fan all pages for notes and keepsakes and notations and secret messages. I should be satisfied enough with simply preserving and enjoying each book that finds its way to me, but in the process of examination and cherishing, what lies within becomes important too. Judging each book by its cover hardly even begins the treasure hunt that awaits me.